91X News.
It's 9 degrees and sunny at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Keenan Weaver. In the news, the investigation continues of a body discovered yesterday in the Quinte Conservation Area near Highway 2 and Walbridge Loyalist Road. Quinte West OPP will only say the body was that of a male. A postmortem is now being performed in Ottawa this morning. Bad driving led to impaired charges in Quinte West early yesterday morning. Quinte West OPP report they were called about a pickup truck running a red light at 1 in the morning. Apparently, the same vehicle had been seen driving without its headlights on. The truck was stopped. Charged with impaired driving is 20-year-old Lucille Foss of Quinte West. Despite a majority of Canadians saying they oppose the plan floated by the government to increase the eligibility age for old age security benefits from 67 from 65, there has been no discernible change in conservative support among the country's oldest residents. In a speech to the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland on January 26th, Prime Minister Stephen Harper said his government was planning major reforms to Canada's retirement income system. The Conservatives were thinking about increasing the age of eligibility for OAS benefits, which was soon confirmed by Finance Minister Jim Flaherty. A search is resuming today of the Peace River area of Lake St. Clair for an 18-year-old Windsor, Ontario woman who disappeared after a canoeing accident. Provincial police say divers are joining the search this morning in what has now become a recovery effort. The teen was in a canoe with an 18-year-old man when the vessel capsized early Sunday afternoon in just over a meter of water. Police say both teens tried to walk back to shore but weren't wearing life jackets and the water temperature was a mere 2 degrees. The man made it to shore and was treated in hospital for hypothermia. A search and rescue mission involving the Canadian and U.S. Coast Guards was called off Sunday night. What's up with the weird weather? The temperature is just too high for this time of year, and ABC's Larry Jacobs says based on the outlook, you can get used to it.
For many Americans, it was a toasty weekend, more like May or June than March. Meteorologists say there were 167 record highs from Oregon to Wisconsin and into Florida. Computer models forecast the March heat to continue for weeks, possibly into the end of the month. Ready to suffer?
Allergy season is coming earlier because the trees are pollinating sooner in the season.
Dr. Kerry Peterson with HealthyNation.com. It hit 80 in South Dakota. Minneapolis broke 130-year records Saturday and Sunday. In the past week, there were more than 400 record highs reported from California to Maine. Larry Jacobs, ABC News.
Firefighters have put out a blaze at a plastic factory in northwest Toronto. Police say malfunctioning equipment sparked the fire near Wilson Avenue and Albion Road. They say everyone managed to escape the building and no injuries were reported. Wilson Avenue was temporarily closed to traffic, but has since reopened. Music publishers want more money out of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation for their rights to play their music. CBC recently launched cbcmusic.ca, an online streaming music service that allows listeners to hear thousands of songs a day on their computers and phones for free. The fight will be closely watched by other online music producers who charge subscribers a fee and are operating in a new industry with few parameters in place. The Globe and Mail reports that popular American music sites such as Pandora and Spotify are avoiding setting up in Canada until a clearer royalty picture emerges. Police say five people are in hospital after a head-on collision in Ottawa's South End. Emergency crews used the jaws of life to pull people out of two cars Friday night following the crash near Albion and Leicester Roads. A 24-year-old man and a 62-year-old man and three children are among the injured, all five of which were in the same car. They're believed to be in stable condition, and the driver of the second car wasn't hurt. A portion of Albion Road was closed for close to an hour. U.S. President Barack Obama has been on the phone to Afghan President Hamid Karzai, voicing his dismay and shock at the shooting deaths of 16 Afghan civilians by a U.S. soldier. A full investigation is underway, and most of the casualties are reported to be women and children. Mark Smith reports Obama and his defense chief have been telling Afghanistan's leader how appalled they are.
Aides say the president telephoned Hamid Karzai with condolences and to say how shocked and saddened he was by the shootings. He told Karzai whoever was responsible will be held accountable. We're told Defense Secretary Leon Panetta also called Karzai, vowing a prompt and full investigation.
The unidentified soldier is in custody and is still being interrogated. Mythbusters madman Jamie Hyneman and Adam Savage are taking their hijinks on the road for a live show tour. The hit Discovery Channel series is known for its big explosions and crazy stunts around common myths and movie cliches. The 2012 Mythbusters Behind the Myths tour is coming to the U.S. Midwest and East Coast. Adam says interacting with the fans is great.
On a day-to-day basis, our job is not very glamorous. It's just us and our camera, sound, and producer. So stepping out of the normal grind of producing this show onto a stage in front of audiences which are composed mostly of kids, it seems, and their enthusiasm is so infectious. It's a real treat.
Finance Minister Dwight Duncan and OLG Chairman Paul Godfrey will make a joint announcement today on the modernizing of gaming in the province. It's not known exactly what the announcement will be about. Last June, it was reported that the agency was looking to launch an online casino this year to cash in on the popularity of foreign gambling websites. But Godfrey said the site won't be launched until the OLG can guarantee the security of players' information. That's 91X News to 1206. Austin Mackay has sports next.
I never thought I'd be here. Not in school, still looking for work, and no clue what to do about it.
Start your new direction at Loyalist Community Employment Services. Career planning specialists are ready to help you with job searches, retraining, and self-employment. Whatever your age or stage of life, start here. It's time for a new chapter in your life. Visit Loyalist Community Employment Services, 54 Dundas Street East, Belleville, or online at communityemploymentservices.ca.
This Employment Ontario program is funded in part by the Government of Canada.
Welcome back. The Picton Pirates play Game 5 of the Empire Junior League Finals tonight. The series has Campbellford up 3-1 over the last year's champions. Puck drop is at 7:30 in Picton. Four games in the NHL tonight, but only one includes playoff teams. Nationals visits the Coyotes in the only game that has teams in playoff positions. Predators goalie Pekka Rinne leads the league with 38 wins. Montreal battles division rivals Buffalo Sabres. Montreal looks to for its first win against Buffalo, the Sabres are 3-0-1 this season versus the Habs. The Sharks are in the hunt for the playoffs and come to Rexall Place to feast on the Edmonton Oilers. The Anaheim Ducks will suit up to fend off the Colorado Avalanche in the other game. Also in the NHL, concussions will be on the agenda today as the NHL's general managers open 3 days of meetings in Boca Raton and on Florida's Atlantic coast. The GMs are also expected to discuss the possible reintroduction of the red line or the two-line passes, with some concern that increased speed has led to more injuries. The two-line pass was removed from the game before the 06 season. Finally, let the madness begin. The NCAA's March Madness gets started with a pair of doubleheaders tomorrow and Wednesday night to kick off the 67-game tourney in Dayton, Ohio. BYU plays Iona. BYU was a Sweet 16 team last year, and Mississippi Valley takes on Western Kentucky tomorrow night, while Wednesday night features Lamar versus Vermont and South Florida taking on Cal. U.S. President Barack Obama will be using the madness in his re-election campaign. They're trying to make some money off of March Madness with its own version of the NCAA tournament office pool. It's called the Barack Obama Challenge. Visitors to the Obama's campaign site, barackobama.com, come and pick winners of each tournament game. There's a small prize, which is said to be up for grabs. The campaign says it will publish a list of everyone who does better than the president. A former OHL League team owner is wanted in the United States for allegedly orchestrating a $129 million Ponzi scheme. William Wise, a former owner of the OHL's Royals franchise that played in Cornwall and is now the Sarnia Sting, is believed to be in Toronto, according to the U.S. Department of Justice. A complaint by the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission in 2009 resulted in a civil judgment against Wise for committing security fraud. He didn't defend it and has been missing since. And there's more court action today in the Penn State abuse case. Brian Thomas has the details.
In Bellefonte, Pennsylvania, state prosecutors and Jerry Sandusky's lawyers head to court to make their cases before a judge about how much information his lawyers should get in advance of his trial on child sexual abuse charges. The hearing concerns a bill of particulars that Sandusky's received. Defense attorney Joe Amendola says he needs more specific information about when and where the alleged crimes occurred. The 68-year-old Sandusky's on home confinement, awaiting trial on 52 criminal counts. I'm Brian Thomas.
That's sports. Send us your team or league scores by email at sports@91x.fm. Here's Keenan Weaver with 91X weather.
We've got another beautiful sunny day out there today with increasing cloudiness near noon and 60% chance of showers late this afternoon. The high is 12. Tonight, showers and a low of 7 with the temperature rising to 10 by the morning. Tuesday, showers ending in the morning, then clearing out, some heavy winds in the afternoon and a high of 13. Wednesday, we'll see some sunshine with a low of plus 1 and a high of 12. At 12:10, it's 9 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Keenan Weaver with Austin Mackay. News is next at 1.
This is Quinty's New Rock Source. CJLX 91.3 FM. 91X.FM. Belleville.